He says you're rooming together. Does that help out having another guy in the same position,
man,
same timeline, kind of?
Yeah, we're going through the same plays and just going through the signals together and asking each other questions and stuff. So, we're getting a lot of good work in. I mean, when we're in the hotel. So,
last time we talked to you, there was a lot of excitement about being here, being the rookie orientation, being the first round draft pick. Has that really sunk in for you yet, or is that still kind of new to you?
I mean, it sunk in, but. At the end of the day, you got to just work. And these guys been up here working, since they got drafted. So, at the end of the day, you just got to get out there and work and forget about everything else. You know?
What's it like for a player to get coached over Skype? What is coach showing you? Is he talking face-to-face or showing you the plays? How's it work?
Well, we talked on the phone. So just talking to him. And basically, we're just going over the film, going over the playbook. And just getting all that stuff handled.
Hey, what do you think the first big hurdle will be? I mean, is it going to be in the playbook, or is there going to be something on the field where you line up against one of those front five on the offensive line and go, oh, this is a different ball game than it was last year?
I don't really know. I'm just expecting to go out there and play football. Like, I know how to play football, taking all the coaching I could from coach. And just learn from the older guys and go out there and play football.
So. Are you the kind of guy that would much rather have the pads on?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, yeah.
How has your life changed, if at all, since you've been drafted by the Packers?
I'm the same person. Man, nothing really changed. Family happy. Everybody's happy. I'm out here. I'm with the Green Bay Packers. So, everybody's excited for me right now.
There's a lot of veterans that are missing, but nobody on that defensive line. How important is that for you coming in here for your first reps to be with veteran guys like Daniels and Dayton, guys that have experience there?
Yeah, I think it's very important, especially since our defensive line is so young. So those guys, they seen it all and they did it all. So just learning from mistakes and them telling us, what we need to do and how to defeat blocks. That's key for
what
us.
What have you learned from a guy like Daniels in particular?
I've been talking to Mike Daniels just about the mindset of playing defensive line. You got to have that aggressiveness. You got to play that style of football. You got to play that body style of football. And that's definitely what Mike Daniels brings to the game. So everybody's trying to take that from him.
How'd you feel mentally out there today?
I felt good. Yeah, I felt good. The plays, I'm learning the plays, and I'm getting all that stuff down. Me and Dean are doing a good job of just learning all the plays and going over it together and then applying it to the practice field, so I feel good.
Kenny, were you disappointed that there were no team reps today? What is your understanding of when that might happen for you and guys like Dean?
I'm not sure when I would be taking team reps, but, I'm not disappointed about it at all. I trust these guys, and they've been doing it forever, so I trust him.